As I mentioned earlier at the top of the hour, we have a live guest in the wings here on Classical WMUK. His name is Barry Ross, known to much of the musical community in Kalamazoo. He's a former concertmaster of the Kalamazoo Symphony for many years and is an active teacher and performer. It's my pleasure to welcome him by phone this morning on Let's Hear It. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Kara, and hello, everybody in Radioland.
I'm sure they're saying hello right back to you. I'm so, so glad to hear your voice. Barry, this has been a tumultuous several months. Tell me a little about how this COVID-19 crisis has affected you.
Well, this is a very hard time for serious artists. Musicians, dancers, singers, everybody who, actors who really have honed their art, honed their skills all their lives and perfected their abilities and want nothing more from their art but to share it. And we're prevented from doing that in the normal ways. What's amazing is the alternative forms of sharing that we're all called upon to do and to make. The first thing that I think is so important is that the artists that I know, and these are members of the Kalamazoo Symphony, and even my friend John Broussier in the Chicago Symphony, we're practicing. We're maintaining our skills. In fact, we might be learning new music or perfecting techniques that we've wanted all our lives to work on, and now we have time to do it.
But no audiences. You can't capture that live situation where you feel the audience support and simpatico as you perform. That must be difficult.
The dynamic relationship that we covet so much, and which gives us inspiration, that between ourselves and the listener, and also our fellow musicians, colleagues that we perform with, that we struggle with to make beautiful music, that we love to share in that fellowship and womanship of sharing musical performance spontaneously on the stage and in rehearsal. There's nothing like that, and we're deprived of the really essential quality it's very sad. It's just painful. In recent years, though, I've gone from being a concertmaster to really most of what I do now is as a soloist and teacher. And I have the joy of playing with a wonderful guitar player and singer, Steve Kammerling at Webster's, and Anthony Healy at formerly Bravo Restaurant. And I've just loved those collaborations. One of the things I've had to do is change my vibrato, curiously enough. As concertmaster with the Kalamazoo Symphony for most of my career, I had to have a vibrato that, and many people don't realize, you know, you have to have a bow technique and a left-hand technique for the notes, and then vibrato gives warmth to the sound. And the string vibrato makes a little loud point at the top of the vibrato oscillation. But that can't be too prominent in a section of players like the Kalamazoo Symphony. So I have to play with a vibrato. I have my violin here. I'll just demonstrate my symphony vibrato.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. That didn't work expressively for me as a soloist. So I've been working on widening and speeding up my vibrato, and you have to do that every day. You know, here's my solo vibrato.
You have to bring out your inner Jesse Norman.
Oh boy, that's nice
for the meditation.
I don't know if you could hear the difference over the radio, but it's a different mindset.
Yeah, I love Barry that you sound so engaged and youthful with an instrument you've played all your life and are finding whole new ways to think about music, new ways to practice, and new ways to play.
Well, the instrument, the violin, it's an ancient instrument. It hasn't changed much since the late 1500s, but, you know, it still fascinates and challenges me to explore the expressive potential of these amazing instruments and expressive and also the great compositions that actually I'm practicing an awful lot of unaccompanied music and J.S. Bach left the violin world 6 partitas and sonatas that are unaccompanied. They're solo sonatas, and he also left them for gamba or cello, and I noticed that Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist,
yes,
has recorded the Bach unaccompanied cello sonatas 3 times at 3 different periods of his life, and that's because that music means something different at different stages of one's maturity. And we keep changing our minds about how we want to express these. He gave a solo concert at Millennium Park in Chicago a year or two ago of all the Bach gamba sonatas. And I think it was tremendous. It was a tremendous achievement. And it's very controversial how you play Bach.
Yes.
And we keep changing our minds. And I know that's true for the flute, too.
Oh, I don't play much Bach on the flute myself, Barry. But if I could ask how teaching online is going for you, are you able to, convey to the students what you need to convey, even though it's on a screen?
It's very different. And sometimes frustrating that I can't grab my pencil and write something in their music we're from a distance, and I can't, help with show a bow grip. And all of the teachers that I know, Crescendo Academy, and even the Kalamazoo Symphony, is doing online work. Julian Querti put together a fantastic video of the symphony. He lights a match at the beginning and then somehow recorded every individual player of the Kalamazoo Symphony doing the Prometheus Overture by Beethoven. And that's, of course, the myth, Beethoven writing about the myth of Prometheus, who stole fire from Zeus and gave it to mankind, thus creating art and art forms in the world for human beings. That mythology is depicted in this wonderful video that Julian Querti put together with players of the Kalamazoo Symphony. It's available online and can be streamed, and it's dynamic and fantastic seeing our friends in their living rooms, in their kitchens, playing all together on the screen. The one frustrating for me teaching thing is that when they're playing, I can't talk. My students are playing, I can't talk. It only will allow for one voice at a time. And so I tried to play a duet with my 12-year-old cello student, and it didn't work because either it was picking up him or me, but never the two of us together.
These are the challenges that many musicians are facing, teaching online, dedicating themselves to practice. I've found it really hard to practice, Barry. It's my instrument is kind of neglected right now, partly because I just like playing with people a lot.
And you do a lot of that ensemble playing, as do I. But you know, we're still growing. We're still maturing.
Okay. I'll take your advice.
When you pick it up again, your standards are going to be higher, and you'll be surprised at how beautiful you sound to yourself.
Now, with your long association with the Kalamazoo Symphony and being a former concertmaster, do you have any ideas, or can you give us any hints about the huge anniversary season that was to take place, the 100th anniversary?
I'm sworn to secrecy, but I want to divulge, just between us, a few things that I have learned. Jane and I are co-chairs of the 100th anniversary celebration and campaign for the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. It's an amazing thing for a symphony orchestra to have been nurtured by a community and is as much loved as our symphony has become over the years in Kalamazoo. Founded by Lita Snow back in the early 20s, the symphony has always brought great music to its audience, and the audience has responded in turn with great support and appreciation over 100 years.
It has been my observation over the years that the Kalamazoo Symphony has widened its outreach and reached further into our community and is doing vital work with young people right now, as well as simply being an excellent ensemble. Any concert you hear, you will hear top-notch playing. So I'm so glad you're continuing to receive support. And anyone interested could go to the KalamazooSymphony.com website or follow the KSO on Facebook or social media. And Barry, you have a YouTube channel where you express appreciation for friends through music. It's called Barry Ross Music on YouTube.
That's right. This is my first posting. I think there are other things that have, without my permission, made their way to YouTube. But this is Barry Ross Music. I really missed playing for people, and I wanted to give tribute to people I appreciate. And I've worked with some wonderful collaborative artists. I mentioned Steve Kammerling and Anthony Healy. Well, I sent Anthony a recording of my playing on the violin alone, a few songs, songs that I thought would be healing songs during this really unprecedented and sad and painful time, to give people a sense of a reminder of how great music is. Music brings us together. Music connects us, which is the name of our campaign. So I recorded James Taylor. You know, I'm stuck in the 60s. James Taylor. Let's see. You've Got a Friend and A Little Motown with You Can't Hurry Love with Diana Ross and the Supremes. And then I think there's also a song called In My Life, a Beatles song, which I think is a very, very poignant song. And also on it is, let's see, Here Comes the Sun, because this time will end. And I wanted to end with hope. And Here Comes the Sun is a great way to remember that we are the people we've always been. Music is as beautiful as it's ever been and as important, and the arts are so important, essential to our healthy lives. They will return. We do need to be patient and believe in the future.
Thank you so much for that message, Barry. I think I needed to hear it, and lots of people need to hear it and hear your optimism and positive message for folks. It's been a tough few months, and I'm really glad to hear you found a way to stay positive and look forward. And I know you still have your fiddle out. Would you care to share a little music with us before you go?
Oh, how nice. Well, I have to play a little Bach. I play Bach every single day. It somehow jazz Bach seems to line up and organize and discipline the cells in my brain. And I can be very scattered sometimes. So here's a little Bach. Bach is always complex and interesting, but this is one of the happiest Bach movements that I've ever encountered. And it's kind of short. I'll be glad to play it for you. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much, Barry. You've set a high bar for all future phone guests here on WMUK.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.